Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle. I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my ride spinning like a pound of purple. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. Blind in my truck, but I don't know where I'm going. I keep riding in the circle. I keep riding in the circle. The inside of my ride spinning like.
You and the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it.
Damn it. Terrell Pryor threw an interception. Not what I needed, so I lost points, hey, of course.
Anything helps.
Yeah, it's all good. Kansas City D gave me 16 points.
Wait, who did?
Kansas City's D.
Are you 16 points?
16 of them fangs, bucko.
Oh, fuck. Whew. They must have came up with something late.
That interception?
Damn, I should have grabbed their asses.
They were sitting there, and I saw nobody took it, so I was like, all right, fine. I'll take a flyer on Kansas City's D, and they have been rolling for me. I might have to bench them when they play against Denver, though, because I'm not taking a whooping on that one.
I still got Danny Woodhead.
And I still got Frank Gore. Yes, sir, which means I get a touchdown from him. That is all she wrote. Oh, yeah, game starts in a minute, too. Come on, let's go.
Tony Romo, Judy Edelman, Danny Woodhead, Garrett Hartley. I'm still in it.
Come on. I want to see some of these games. Let's go. Let's get this party started.
In case y'all are tuning in now and you're not understanding, this is the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour with your host, Chris.
And Jonathan.
We are playing each other.
Dominating right now.
Football league right now.
Dominating right now. Oh, my goodness.
He up 108 to 55 right now. I ain't giving up yet.
I told y'all, I started off real slow, but I'm slowly bouncing back, and I'm finna go on a serious win streak. 12 games win streak is what I'm shooting for. I'm going to go 12-4. Holla!
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a match Malcolm. Malcolm going to be looking behind his shoulder real quick like, yeah, I'm catching up, sir. I'm catching up. Yeah, all my points now are starting to accumulate for something. Because I'm still up there in points scored. I just keep giving up too many damn points. But now... the tables have turned. And if Gronkowski can get himself together and get with the program, I would really be dominating these teams. So let's go. Let's get this party started.
All right, yeah, you hear that? I ain't over yet. It ain't done.
But the recap and everything, we'll fill that in for you guys on the next episode. So don't worry.
Definitely will. If y'all been listening, y'all checked out. We got the new bump. I found it on SoundCloud. I just had to put it in. You know, I like changing up the music every now and then. This was by Wavy and J.U.D. called Lost Bumps. If you got that in the car, that bass be booming.
Look for it.
Just get you amped up to talk some sports, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up. Y'all want to say something, 323-455-4219. It's up on Twitter, at Brothers Layman. Email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com.
Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all might want to find out, let us know. We'll definitely get back at you. And hope y'all enjoy listening.
That's what's up.
That's what's happening.
And, you know, we love talking about sports. And, you know, when life is always going to happen and when it intertwines with sports, sometimes we got to, you know, it's our duty to come and speak on it because we just feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the big news that's happened.
Sad news. Very sad.
Yeah. We'll just get this out the way. You know, our prayers are with Adrian Peterson and his family.
Definitely.
In this tragic loss. I'm a father. I can't imagine how he's feeling. You know, I'm just saying my prayers are with you. Please don't respond in anger. You have every right, but.
Seriously.
You know.
Yeah.
I hope it.
We hope just be the bigger man, dude. Just be the bigger man and you know, pray for them because they pray for the. I forget the crazy man who did this to your son. Pray for him because he's the one who actually needs the prayer more than most. So
so yeah, it's our prayers are with you and your family.
Definitely.
Now that we got that out the way, and instead do the intro, we like to speak our mind. This isn't just some type of thing that's happened every now and then. I mean, this is becoming a ridiculous trend of these punk ass motherfuckers who don't know how to be with a child, and you just gonna hit a kid like that. I mean, I'm starting to see too many of these, you know, oh, the kid fell and something happened, like
knock it off, man. And a lot of the problem is, and the true problem that I see is it's and I know we're a sports thing, but we're going to talk about this real quick. It's too many young parents out there. There's too many young parents out there. They don't know. They're still kids. They're still kids having kids. And then when it comes to situations where I don't know what was going on in the household, maybe he was crying, maybe he was, I don't know, not listening to the gentleman. I have no freaking idea. But to put your hands on a two-year-old, who, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, anybody, you don't have to do much to hurt a two-year-old. They're still very young. They're very fragile. You don't have to do much. So the fact that this kid was in critical condition when they left the house and then died at the hospital, he beat the shit out of this kid, which is
fucking, it's unfathomable.
It's barbaric, and it's. Dude, may God have mercy on your soul, because when you go to jail, I can tell you right now, there are a lot of dads in jail, because my wife and I watch a lot of these Locked Up, Raw, and all this stuff. It's a lot of dads in jail. You know they hate is. Motherfuckers who pick on kids. Rapists, child molesters, pedophiles, they hate those motherfuckers. And you beat a two-year-old into submission, a lot of us are fathers. Those fathers in jail will have something for you when you coming on in, dude. They're going to beat the shit out of your ass. Let's see how it feels.
I'm all for fairness. You can just go in there, how to feel, get your ass kicked, you know, to the point where you can't breathe, and then they just leave you and be like, oh, we found him like that. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He fell downstairs.
Y'all sick. I know there's some, crazy folk in there that, you know, can't leave your kids with people that
you don't know.
Or if you're suspicious that maybe this person has a little act of violence. I mean, if you've seen how this, people who do that, they've had to show that around the child. Like a little, like, frustration of why the kid don't want to stop crying. I'm like, it's a damn baby.
And
they cry.
And most of the time in these situations, the female is being abused as well in the situation. So it would not surprise me if Adrian Peterson's baby's mama is getting her ass whooped too by this dude. She apparently wasn't there. She's not a suspect in the matter, so she wasn't there. But yeah, you got to be smarter than that, especially when it comes to your kids. Now we have a 2-year-old who will never be able to live his life taken way too early. So
situation just need to be in. It's your boyfriend. This ain't your
husband.
This not the father.
Yeah, seriously. So. That's let that be a lesson to everybody out there, young parents, parents of old. Hey, it doesn't matter. Be smart with the kids. Put them with people who you trust, people who you know.
Responsible adults.
If you know somebody for 1 year, you don't know that person. You don't know somebody from their Facebook and all that. You don't know them. Unless you know them, don't leave kids with them. Especially nowadays with these sickos and pedophiles out there. They're all over the damn place, apparently. So,
not right in the head. So y'all get it together. And something that we don't like in the sports happy hour, you know, we're big fans of sports and we love talking about it. We get caught up in it. Some things,
you know, emotions, you know, come through and things get said that shouldn't be said. But,
right.
You know.
We're passionate fans, but
I'm never tweeting it at them. I'm never, you know, I say it to myself. I may say it on here, but I'm not, you know. It's venting. That's all it is. It's just venting frustration.
We don't like fanatics in the habit.
Hell no.
You know, and this shit with Matt Schaub, you know, I understand your frustration. I mean, it's been seen. Everybody's
completely
disappointed. He's not bringing it. He's underachieving badly. And you feel the need that you're so pissed off to go to his house and start heckling him.
It's absurd.
I'm like, really?
It's absurd. First of all, I'm like, how the hell do you just find out where he lives? This is why privacy laws are BS, dude. Where you can pay some money and you can just basically find where somebody lives and get all their info. Like, what the fuck? What? It should cost nothing to find it. You shouldn't be allowed at all to search and have my information. Period. So the fact that they were able to find them is just, that just boggles my mind. I don't even know. But this has got to stop. With these attacking people's families, dude, this has got to end.
Like, the game is not, I love it, but it's not that damn serious.
God, a dude makes a mistake and he is just bashed for it. His kids is bashed for it, going after his family, his wives. I hope y'all die. I hope y'all suck. It's like, dude, it's a game. It's my job. If I make a mistake at my job, you know, yeah, I may get talked to, but it ain't publicized. The whole world ain't going to come in and just be like, nigga, you suck. You suck. But this fool makes a mistake on his job. The whole world sees it. Millions of people see it. It's replayed 5,000 times on ESPN and all the sports networks. So it's just like, this nigga sucks. I'm burning his jersey. He is weak. I hate your kids. Like, nigga, what the what?
You know, you told me what happened at the game today where he said he got...
got hurt and got cheered. And then karma, as it may, and I'm glad it happened, TJ Yates, who came in, threw a pick six. Holla. That's karma for that ass. That is what that is. Shut the fuck up. You can't put that all on Matt Schaub. I mean, granted, I have always said I don't believe Matt Schaub I always believed he was overrated. But I never... I don't wish anything like this on anybody. Like, this is just absurd. We saw it when, you know, I guess with Kyle Williams in San Francisco, 49ers, cats going after him and his family. And then Steve Blake in the NBA, people going after his family.
Mike Brown
going after his family. LeBron James jersey getting burned when he left Cleveland. It's like, dude, I understand y'all are pissed off and frustrated as fans. But you got to be realistic and realize that these are human beings. They are regular people just like us. They have the same emotions. They have the same everything. It's the same. The only difference is they are celebrities who get publicized all everywhere.
Yeah, these dudes play all these games. So you got to let them go.
They do well. You guys cheer them on. You love them. And they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. But whoa, if they fuck up, their families get bombarded with tweets and emails of how you hate them and want them to die and all. It's like, dude, I'm entertaining. That's all they are entertainers. If you don't like what's on the tube, turn it off.
Dude, if the Houston Texans win a championship, how much bonus money do you get? Oh, you don't, because you're not playing on the damn team.
Thank you. You don't like it, turn it off and don't deal with it. I'm not a Kobe fan. I don't watch Laker games like that. I just don't watch them, period. Plain and simple. If you don't like them, don't watch them. I will watch a Bulls game come on WGN, though, real quick. But if you don't want to see it, turn it off. They're not playing the Jacksonville-Denver game today. Why? Because it's going to be boring. So it's kind of like, whatever, you know, whatever comes on, comes on. If I don't want to see, you know, whatever comes on later, I'll turn it off. Just turn it off. It's ridiculous and absurd and uncalled for, and you need to leave these fools' families alone because their families have done absolutely nothing to you. These are innocent people, innocent bystanders that y'all are just picking on. Leave them alone. Karma's a bitch, and it will come back to bite you in the ass. Period.
Enough said, y'all. Just, enjoy the sports. You're not getting paid for it. You don't get heckled and all that. Hey, if you made some money off them winning, that's a different story, but you ain't playing the game. Get over it.
That's your fault if you making money or not off of them. You choose to gamble, that's fine. It's called gambling.
No, I'm talking about it more stuff. Like, you're actually like, you in the locker room earning the money.
Hey, if that's a different story, then you can be pissed off at you as you want. But coaches ain't doing nothing either. Coaches ain't tweeting their families like, your husband is ass. Like, Gary Kubiak is not fucking tweeting Matt Shaw's wife like, your husband sucks. I'm glad he got hurt today. Like, it's not happening. And he has to deal with it. And all the questions that come with it. So leave these cats alone, man. And just let the bosses and the GMs and the owner deal with it internally.
Right, because we know who's going to get more heat. come tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Eli Manning, 3 more interceptions.
Oh, here we go.
And a pick six. You know, I mean, it's the Thursday game. I mean,
The only good thing in this game that happened is looked like Brandon Jacobs played pretty well. They looked like they had a little bit of a running game actually going for them. But my God, man, they weren't able to do anything. I heard they're now fielding trade offers for Hakeem Nicks. It's about that time. They're 0-6 with the first time in God knows how long. Tom Coughlin, his job is through. Like you said on the previous episode, I'm sure they'll let him play the season out. But yeah, he's done.
I think they're gonna make a change on here. Hakeem Nicks says is kind of wanting to get out.
Yeah.
You know, he's taking the money, but he's, you know, at this point, he's ready. And I was shocked with the Bears. Like, you let Brandon Jacobs put 107 yards on y'all? I mean, look, they won the game, and that was great. But I'm like, wow, you can't bury this team. What's going on?
That's why I was never sold on the Bears, man, because I didn't know. I wasn't sure, and I'm still not sure about the Bears. They're questionable. DJ Williams got hurt for the season, so he's out there, middle linebacker. That took its toll. Charles Tillman still banged up, so that's taking its toll on the defense. So their defense is hurt. Lost a couple of defensive tackles. Henry Melton's been out for the season, torn ACL. They had another defensive tackle out for the year, torn ACL. So their defense is taking its toll. Their offensive line is still a question mark. So, I mean, they're the same Bears, basically. I mean, new coaching staff, but that's pretty much the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I picked them. But granted, I mean, it's a tough division.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. We know what the NFC East is not a tough division, so who knows? Giants might be able to bounce back, actually, and win the division still.
I know.
You never know.
Yeah. And you'll hear us break down all that in the Week 6 recap that we do. Please check that out.
Definitely.
We're going to move on to college football. A lot of upsets yesterday. Shocking. I mean, Stanford takes an L to Utah. I wasn't expecting that.
And Bob Stoops, how about that defense from Texas? They play some good D, huh? Man. They play some good D. Whooped your ass.
That was big. That was a good game, woo, too.
Yeah, you don't have an NFL-quality quarterback, and it showed. That's why you were mad, sir. That is why you were upset. But it's all good. It's all good.
And Penn State beat Michigan. That was a good game. Mm. 4 overtimes.
those are the college football games I love to see.
I got to see some of those at a wedding yesterday. We were sitting at the bar checking it out. I'm like, damn, is she going to 4 overtime?
4 OTs. But, hey, Devin Gardner, he's a good quarterback for Michigan, but, man, he is too inconsistent. He threw for 3 touchdowns. I believe it was 2 touchdowns. Ran for over 100 yards. So, I mean, the kid is good, but if he can put it together, he will be great. But so far, just too inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then Missouri put it on Georgia.
Like, this has been the question with Aaron Murray from Georgia, too. Can he win the – he tends to lose the – not the big games, you know?
Right.
He can't win the small games, the easy games, the games they should be winning. He struggles. Granted, his offense is dinged up. They lost their running back, so, you know, things happen, but – I don't know about Georgia. Not in the SEC. Can't be losing games like that.
Nope. And then Florida lost to LSU.
Yep.
Wisconsin just kicked Northwestern ass 35-6. Come on, Oregon.
Oregon is unstoppable. Mariotti, whatever the quarterback's name is from Oregon. That fool is sick. He's way better than Johnny Football. Way better than Johnny Football. That fool is a beast. Killing these fools. Nobody's going to beat Oregon. Nobody. They can't keep up. They drop 50 points a game in their sleep.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. It's looking like it's going to be Oregon, Alabama.
That'd be an interesting matchup. Oregon versus Denver. Let's see who can put up 100 first.
Like, please. Oregon wouldn't even put up all them fucking points.
No, sir. It wouldn't happen. But that's okay.
Ohio State is
They're rolling.
Might be
man.
A favorite.
Urban Meyer has turned that team around. They seem very disciplined now. We're not really hearing a lot of off the field issues going down in the school. So he has done what they wanted him to do. He's cleaned up that program, and hopefully they've turned it around. And I mean, they're looking good. They went undefeated last year because of the sanctions, though they couldn't play in the championship and all that, of course. So, but hey, they can put it together, man. They're going to be dominant for years because he can recruit. Yeah. And the man can recruit, so they're going to be good.
I mean, he's bringing
they're going to be on top again. Yeah,
not like they were down that much. Still, were always highly ranked, and mm-hmm. now he just got them in the mix. And then of course with Clemson and Florida State, I mean that's an interesting top five.
My money's on Clemson, dude. Taj Boyd, beast. All right. He's a monster.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, get into some Major League Baseball.
Uh-oh.
Dodgers.
Y'all ain't looking too hot. It's looking like a problem.
Yeah, got some concerns.
Yep.
Y'all listening to the Brother Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Holla.
If you like what you're hearing so far, make sure you like us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine and follow us on Twitter at Black Is Online. Now, back to the show.
Everybody to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Things aren't looking a little good in Dodger Land right now. Down 2-0 versus the Cardinals, which has been a great pitching duel.
Man, it's been a great series so far. I mean, for just if you're just for a baseball fan, if you're just a baseball fan, you have loved the series so far. Both games have been close, wire to wire, but unfortunately, unfortunately for the Dodgers, St. Louis has come up both times. One-run games. Ugh. And that's the one thing we have always said and questioned with Clayton Kershaw is that it always seems like when he pitches, he don't never get any run support. He never gets any run support. Every time he pitches, it seems like he loses by a run, like 1-2. 2-3. It's like he never gets runs when he pitches. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're just caught up in him just dominating and they're just whatever. We know we're going to get, we know he going to dominate. I don't know. Puig has looked horrendous.
Yeah.
Striking out 4 times yesterday at 4 at bats. You batted 1,000 strikeouts. Whoa. Terrible. You didn't even get an opportunity to get to base, my friend. So that's got to be fixed. Andre Ethier was replaced by Skip Schumacher. So Ethier's done, it seems, for the series. Possibly, I don't know. For the hitting, things aren't looking good. Pitching-wise, the Dodgers look fine.
But it's hard when you got your, we're going confident, feeling like you got the 2 best pitchers. Kershaw is just going to give us the game.
Mr. $200 million.
All right. That's what you get with premium pitching. You're very confident, that guy can come win the game. But, when the other side has great pitching as well.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
They wash each other out.
These St. Louis fans I know are in heaven right now. They are loving their team. They're like, get back again. Let's show everybody we the dominant team in baseball. So, hey, yeah, the Cardinals are just – their farm system is unbelievable. They just draft well. Their prospects are coached well and – They clearly don't miss Albert Pujols that bad. Because, I mean, look what they're doing without him. So their organization is, they have a very smart, solid organization, period. From the top down, their organization is how you should, how are you, how you're supposed to run an organization, basically. That's how it should be run.
Could you see the old vets come in and hanging out in the dugout? You know, dude rocking his jacket, his red St. Louis Cardinal jacket. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, shit. You know, you like them franchises. You know, where you get to see the greats come in and hang out, like, we still involved.
Exactly. That's how it should be. So,
you know, and right now, you know, for playoff sake, they did what they were supposed to do. They won their home, both their home games. So, you know, Dodgers.
You better know, win both.
Two. Yeah.
Better win both. And this is why Dodger fans I know are kind of up in arms, like, see, this is why I don't root for the Dodgers. This is why I stopped pulling for them. Because it seems like they always let you down come playoff time. I don't know, man. They can't never get it right in the playoffs.
Coming in this year, I mean, they exceeded expectations to me. You know, clearly, like, all right, you've retaken the division, mm-hmm. which in baseball clearly. Is always big.
Yeah.
You know, although, you know, Frisco, they always, like, they just pop out of nowhere.
They just pop out pitchers, so they're in it. Yeah, their pitching's always been solid. So.
You know, but you got this. I mean, if Kemp can stay healthy, which was
if he can stay healthy. We'll see.
You know, I mean, next year you come in, it'll be even more expectations. Like, all right, we should do what we need to do.
Y'all need to be considered World Series contenders.
Right. And right now, it's still early, but mm-hmm. y'all got to bring something.
Exactly. And unfortunately, in the other series, unfortunately, the Detroit Lions moved on. They are playing the Red Sox now.
The Detroit Tigers.
I mean, the Detroit Tigers. My mind's stuck on football. The Detroit Tigers. Unfortunately. No, I'm just playing. I mean, for Detroit, you know, good for them. They were able to beat Oakland. I was hoping Oakland pull it out just to kind of, you know, throw it in their possible California World Series, but it didn't happen. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. So, you know, good luck to Detroit. I mean, they were able to pull it out first game, so mm-hmm. you know that's big for them at Boston. And if they can pull out another one tonight, they'll be rolling good. So I mean, I've always said Miguel Cabrera, Prince Fielder, with those two, you can bomb home runs all the time. Miguel Cabrera is a beast, arguably the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
So I mean, they have a good rotation. Matt Scherzer, you still got who's my boy.
Justin Verlander.
Yeah. There it is. I knew it was on top of my head. Justin Verlander. Oh, yeah. So their rotation is solid. So we'll see. But Boston has a solid rotation as well. This is an awesome pitching playoffs.
It is.
Period.
You know, Boston's been nice, man. And, you know, losing that first game at home, though, you're like, ooh, put that pressure. Which, you know, after Verlander came with that Game 5 vintage, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, shit, Detroit back in it again. So, man, I like baseball during the playoffs. This is when it gets money time.
When it gets interesting. This is when you make your big bucks. And some cats are losing bucks by the minute.
And since we got on to talking about the Dodgers, with Magic Johnson leaving ESPN as his analyst duties, just to focus on, I guess, the Dodgers and other things.
Okay.
Now, you know, they're... NBA countdown team.
It's whatever.
It's okay.
It's so-so.
ESPN usually has the best in their football games. Mm-hmm. I mean, their football analysts are awesome, both college and pro. Just basketball is TNT
It's so-so. Yeah, TNT is where it's at, man. And because they have the right mix of veterans, of guys who've played. And it's the same way in with the NFL countdown in ESPN, you got Chris Carter, Keyshawn Johnson, you got Tom Jackson, who's played, you got Mike Ditka. So you got a nice combination of different approaches, different kinds of personalities.
You got
calm guys, you get a coach's perspective, you get, you know, kind of the diva perspective of things too. So I mean, you get the defensive with Tom Jackson. So you get that whole thing, and then mm-hmm. Trey Wingo is just an awesome host.
Yeah. And that's what you need. Like, Ernie Johnson's an awesome host.
And Ernie,
you know, he can jab back.
Exactly. And you know, Kevin Johnson. Good Lord, I'm off today, boy.
On Ernie Smith. I'm off.
You see, we all are. We got Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq. you know, throwing in, you're throwing some Chris Webber to it time to time. So, I mean, they have a great mix of people. Yeah. So, it's good. Yeah, it's good to see.
Yeah, but Ernie Kenny Charles is just, that's just a match. And I love when the big, when
crazy.
That can come back on. And I'm ready for it to come back on.
Yes, we are.
But yeah, it's funny. I read some stuff about it, and it was like, one place had it sounded like that it's going to be the Bill Simmons show. And they just turned things over to him, which would be
detrimental. Detrimental to that show.
Yeah, I love his work. You read him, but it's like when he was actually on camera and talking, it wasn't that good. I mean, but you could tell it's just the mix wasn't there. And I don't know if it was because they said Michael Wilbon was getting let go. I guess Magic was upset about it because that was his boy. I mean, clearly the way they would go back and forth.
But I mean, hey, put us on the show. We'll make that show very entertaining.
Right.
Everybody will want to watch it. We'll get your ratings up. Don't worry.
Holla. This seems to be with Kendrick Perkins. Let you hit some chick. Brother out the club. I'm like, what?
I don't understand, man. This is why you need to have security guards and bodyguards. Just have a dude with you so if people start getting out of line, you are not in the situation. Period. I don't understand why these... It's like, dude, you're a basketball player. You are physically stronger than 90% of people out there. You work out every single day. 90% of America does not work out at all. So, yes, if you push a female, she's going to fly 5 yards, dude. I mean, come on. If you punch a dude in his face, you're probably going to break his face. So, yes, you got to just calm down. Like, if somebody pisses you off, have your bodyguard deal with it. Have somebody else deal with it. You, as a player, got to be the bigger dude and just realize that I have bigger goals in mind. I have a better future ahead of me, and I am not going to jeopardize it dealing with idiots. Period. And you know whatever you do is going to be put in the public. You know that. Anytime you retaliate for something, you know everybody going to hear about it. So why don't you just be the bigger man? That way it could be like, oh, he did the right thing and he walked away from the situation. And the cats could be like, oh, he's smart. He's brilliant. He's a smart guy, not an idiot. But now we have to sit here and call you an idiot for being an idiot. So thanks, Kendrick. I didn't want to have this conversation, but appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you just got to be careful, man. And if you did it, like, just threaten. Just be like, get away from me, boy. I'm like, what's up? Just do the talking to everybody. Just do that. Don't make me, son. Don't make me. You know, like.
Y'all can get up close and almost kiss. Yeah, son. Yeah, get out my face. Get out my face. Get out my face. But don't put your hands on people, dude. Come on.
You push it. You like, dude, don't be pushing me. Make it loud.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Alden Smith basically done. You know, we talked about that last with him getting this, them 3 charges.
I feel bad for the cat. I mean.
And now he's just, yeah.
Dude, felony assault weapons. What? Possession, wait. It's felony possession of 3 assault weapons.
3 charges of illegal possession of assault weapon.
Do you know what that means? Dude. Come on, man. We already saw Aaron Hernandez go through a similar situation with this crap, dude. I am not trying to see another brother go down like this with these guns. Assault weapons, that in my eyes means you're packing some big heat, friend. You're packing some big heat. And why is it a felony possession? Is it the guns you just... Is it guns the public is just not supposed to have?
Right.
That you just got? You got some AKs, some bazookas in your keepsake? I mean, I don't know what's going on, but is there a body on them guns? I don't know. So now we got to open up the investigation. You are already in rehab for DUI, the second one, which I come to find out, I heard it was at 7 in the morning when you got pulled over. I'm like, yeah, we're concerned, dude. First of all, why are you drunk at 7 in the morning? Driving around that early, dude, kids are going to school.
Right.
What if you had hit one? Then your ass really be in trouble. But now you got this charge now, dude, and the 49ers have already, from what I've heard, a source has come out and said they don't expect him back for the remainder of the season,
yeah.
Which is a huge blow to them as a team. But just as an organization now, they are put in a difficult situation. Do you keep him? Is he worth keeping? Is he a liability to your team?
Well, you know he's going to get suspended by the league. And I read he's almost like one strike away from getting a year suspension. If he's young enough, you know, I wouldn't cut him yet. You just see what's going to happen, see what the punishment is going to be, and, you know, just deal with it like that. But you know at some point if he's real bad, then he's going to have to get let go. I mean, that's just the situation.
Exactly. So hopefully he can get his stuff together. Hopefully this felony charge isn't something overly serious, I hope, but for his sake. But we'll see. We shall see.
Yeah. Oh, and last but not least, Timothy Bradley won, beating Juan Manuel Marquez.
Yes, sir.
And I heard he was he got booed again.
Brother can't catch a break.
I'm like,
everybody's upset he beat Pacquiao.
Yep.
So that's fine. Whatever. He beat him. So look at the tape again. You'll see he beat him. So, I mean,
yeah, I'm going to watch it to see how it was.
No, it is what it is. People can be upset if they want to. That's how fans are.
It's boxing.
Yep.
So we're going to the joints of the week. What you got?
I hit y'all with a little Willie the Kid freestyle last week. I got another freestyle this week, but this time it's a Jackin' for Beats by T.I. Second best Jackin' for Beats freestyle I've ever heard, besides Ice Cube's original Jackin' for Beats.
It's classic.
And it came out on a DJ Drama album when he basically destroyed Little Flip to shreds. And that Jackin' for Beats is just crazy. And the beats he uses, I love them. They're awesome. So take a listen, take a gander. Go ahead and check that out. Down with the King.
All right. Go to my mental Rolodex.
Sure you got a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, since I play something new with the new intro, having that bump, I think I'm going to play a classic from Smith & Wesson, Bucktown.
Okay.
Why don't you just always bumps to me, like taking you back?
For sure, for sure.
Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. As always, you can find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio, any other place you listen to podcasts. You can also go to our homepage, www.blackisonline.com. Check out all the great podcasts we got, including The Break with Casey Layman.
Going on, sister.
And Coach Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Brother Malk.
Yeah, we hosted that last one.
Nice, nice, nice.
You know, so if you want to hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @brotherslayman. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Hit us up. And from the Brothers Layman, we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. Hey, drama. What's good, my man?
You know, the street's been fiending for another one of them Jackin' for Beats, you know?
Because niggas want to hear somebody really spitting for a change, you know what I mean?
So dig, man. Why don't we crank this shit up this year?
Man, I already got the beats loaded on the deck, so all you got to do is start rapping, nigga.
Let's do it, man.
Hey, keep my name out your mouth. I done said it before. Because all them games I ain't bout. Tell whoever you know. Before I pull this thing out, aim it dead at your throat. Or bring the rifle out the house and put your head in the scope. Pimp and train for the drama, shout it ready to go. See me hanging out the Hummer, spitting 70 more. You were talking about a drought, I will peddle the snow. Kinda doubt you get some blow, but cheap as I'm selling it for. Hey, I'm a G, what I'm worried about a felony for. When I get free, bet I be ballin' hard as ever before. Got some Chevys, but a Benz, what I'm usually in. Niggas ain't on the crew, I put a few in the wind. Keep it pimpin' to the end, why you choose to pretend? Shot a video in the pen, and I do it again. Made new nationwide from 11 to 10. Headline CNN, Peter Jennings and friends. Nigga, I'm so cool, been doing this since the old school. You turn into a gangster when your vocals hit the Pro Tools. Ha! Look at him, man. So don't get it confused, you don't know that dude. I'm hardcore, no gold teeth, no tattoo. If you don't want no beef, nigga, don't act rude. I got a 4-4-4, yo, attitude. Now we can talk or shoot it out, whatever you choose. Have it back in the county blues on the TV news. It's only
two rules when you're walking with shoes. One, take no shit. Number two, don't lose. I'm throwed off. Plum fool, nigga, loosen my screws. I'ma pass a part of the tool, leave you wet as a pool. Lames get it misconstrued. Geez, you don't fool. I know busting the grape is something you won't do. Super cool, nothing to prove. I've been busting them rubers and giving you busts of the blues. Since you were suckers in school. Hey, this is a situation you gon' wish you never pursued. You wanna push me? Pussy nigga, do what you do. It's a trap, Jesse, my flows, nigga, old country. I've been selling blows since I was 12 years old, my dear. Busting calico just to let them know I'm here. Choppers in the trunk of every auto I steal. When you was in the classroom trying to pick a career, I was selling glass, count cash, drinking a beer. I agree, this rap beef shit is so last year. But ask if I tear a new hole in your ass, yeah. For flexing and disrespecting, I don't play about that. But no more questions, I ain't got shit else to say about that. But my sentence will be finished in a day and I'm back, nigga. Laughing at your sucker-ass Hollywood rap, nigga. Faking and they love it, but this ain't for the public. So in interviews, I choose to stay away from the subject. I just proved that I'm the truth. If you don't like it, then fuck it. We'll just keep it between me, you, and this pistol I'm busting. Yeah. Pussy niggas ain't fucking with me. Cause pistol playing broad day, that shit is nothing to me. You need to pinch yourself, nigga, cause you're living a dream. And I'm one of the realest niggas that this industry seen. Think of me as John Gotti with a PhD. Or either Martin Luther King with a G-A-T. I'm Ryan Clean, paint gleaming, blowing THC. For that reason, haters wanna alleviate me. But I forgive him, cause I know it ain't that he hate me. He just hate a situation, hate that he ain't me. OG say a lot of them and me they see. Cause I'm a scholar, no diploma, no GED. Now T.I.P. ain't sweet, just so y'all know. Had to tone it down for you, cause I know y'all slow. Niggas tongue wrestle plenty, yeah, but they all show. Spread gossip like cold about what they don't know. Got more lie to tell that a nigga in jail. All my niggas from the streets and know remember me well. From how I used to take a key and put the weight on the scale. Now I'm seeing how many meals one record can sell, nigga. You was on the low discussing the G. When Urban Legend dropped, we'll see what the discussion will be. Sis ass nigga. Ha!
Yo, check this out once again. Smith and Wesson in the joint one time. Yeah, yeah. Pulling the post to this newness in 94. You know what I'm saying?
It's all the vibes.
Lock your doors, nobody's safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check it out.
I walk around town with the pound strapped down to my side. No front end just in case I gotta smoke some. Round head heads don't act the age. It might be another dead boy Pompeii. Into the cypher with your lighter. Elves are ready, prepare for another all-nighter. But keep a watch for the cops, cause they rock glocks. Coming on the block, trying to rock knots. Pick me acting like they bigger than us niggas from the streets. Cause we stalk mad deep in the walk beats. I guess them all a grudge, cause I won't budge. Playing tough, staring at the judge with my hands cupped. Standing there with my nappy hair and my dirty gear. All the wall, yeah, now I'm up out of here. Pigs lick me up and down with the front. Is it because I'm brown or is it because I'm from Bucktown? Home of the original gun clap. Home of the original gun clap.
MC that wanna contest, we got your nooses ready hanging over the trees. Bring on your sounds and get drowned by my massive. Kill your body boy and hold your love up for hostage. Knock, knock, niggy, knock, that's four shots empty. On a violator that was sent out to get me. I'm tore up from the flow up and everything's black, but still I'm on point, ready to buck, ain't nothing sweet, Jack. Bucktown, I represent it on the love, love. Deeply rooted from my Timbs to my dick above. Don't sweat the bulge coming from my hip. Grip what you get hit when I let my tool click. Nowhere to run, ambush lurks in the dark. Help to skelter smirks while you're getting torn apart. Here comes the rude boys with the gunja plants. Smith and Wesson, generals of the boot camp.
Home of the original gun clap. 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 Home of the original gun clap.
Another murderer, just another prankster. Rule boy dead, cause I'm taught him was a gangster. Tried to live the life of a hood from the streets. Test the wrong dread, now I'm in eternal sleep. Miss the ripper eye, lurk in the sty. Twist up the gunja when I wanna get high.
support my brethren. Up who the session, learn your lesson, or get blasted by Mr. Smith or Mr. Wesson.
Bucktown's everywhere, I swear, it's clear to me. You feel the weed, now I really see. Nightfall round the way, original has come out to play. But for a break day, it's just a regular, everyday, stay to be and I. Mind's only way, rhymes feed the mind in time. I find reality follows me where I roam, 360 degrees back home.
Home with the original gun clappers. 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 Home with the original gun clappers.
Once again, Smith and Wesson, we're doing like this. To my man Buckshot.